Timing randomization with intention. Advanced drum and bass groove in Ableton Live. Let's get surgical. At EDNB tempos, like 172 to 176 BPM, random timing is not a vibe setting. It's not make it sloppy. It's precision plus controlled divination. You're basically deciding which elements are allowed to breathe and which elements must stay like a laser on the grid so the whole track still hits like a truck. By the end of this lesson, you'll have an 8-bar loop that's a slash be ready. One version is tight and fully quantized. The other version is intentionally micro-timed so it rolls. It has urgency, it feels alive, but it doesn't turn into flams and mush. First, set the session up so your micro-timing is trustworthy. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. While you're building the anchors, keep the groove pool empty. We'll reintroduce groove later when the foundation is solid. Also, quick reality check. If your monitoring chain is adding latency, you will chase your tail. In live, consider turning on reduced latency when monitoring while you're programming. Not because it changes the audio engine, but because it helps you make decisions that actually translate. Now, group your drums. Make a drum group track, so you can a slash B processing and also a slash B tightness quickly later. This will matter when you start boiling the frog with tiny changes. Step 1. Build the anchor drums that do not randomize. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and load your kick and snare. Kick on C1, snare on D1, whatever your pack uses, just be consistent. Program a classic two-step skeleton. Kick on bar 1 beat 1. Add a second kick around beat 3 depending on taste. Snare on beats 2 and 4. If you think in 16THS, that's steps 5 and 13. Now quantize these hard. Command U or Control U. And here's the anchor rule. No random timing on main kick and main snare hits. If you want human, do it with layering, velocity, saturation, sample choice, transient shaping. Don't move the backbeat around. In drum and bass, a drifting snare is basically your track telling the listener, I'm not confident. Cool. Anchors locked. Step 2. Add a hat pattern that's designed for microlate timing. Make a new MIDI track for hats. Load a drum rack or simpler, whatever's fastest. Write straight 16th hats for 1 bar and duplicate to 8 bars. Keep it boring for a second. The magic is about placement, not complexity. Now we shape microtiming intentionally. You've got two main tools in stock live, track delay and groove pool. They do different jobs. Option A is track delay, and it's the cleanest, most repeatable pocket move in the whole program. On the hat track, set track delay to +6 to +15 milliseconds. Start at +10 milliseconds. Listen to what happens. The anchors stay tight, but the high-frequency timekeeper relaxes behind them. At this tempo, 10 milliseconds is not subtle. It's a deliberate pocket. This is that rolling, weighted feeling where the hats feel like they're leaning into the snare without tripping over it. Option B is groove pool. This is where you can get swing plus controlled randomness that still stays musical. Open the groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-65 as a starting point, and drag it onto the hat clip. Now in the groove settings, aim for timing around 10-25%, random around 5-15%, velocity 0-10%, and bass at 1/16th. Teacher note, random is dangerous at 174 BPM. 10-20 milliseconds of divination can already sound like a mistake on transients. So keep random modest. And once it's working, commit it. Right-click the clip, commit groove. Committing is powerful, because you can then hand-edit a couple of hits and lock the best version in. Now step 3, intentional randomization zones. This is the mindset that keeps everything professional. Think in 3 timing categories. Category 1 is never move. Main kick hits, main snare hits, and any layered transient you rely on for punch, like the snare crack layer. Category 2 is controlled drift. Closed hats, shakers, tambourines, percussion loops, anything that's meant to glue and flow. Category 3 is expressive micro edits. Ghost snares, little rim or wood hits, extra kick embellishments, break slices. This is where you can add funk and threat, but only in small doses. Here's the big warning. Microtiming stacks. If you give every layer plus or minus 15 milliseconds, the entire loop stops sounding intentional. It just sounds inaccurate. So give yourself a timing budget. Anchors get basically zero. Hats might average +6 to +15 milliseconds, with only a few milliseconds of variation. Ghosts and fills can swing wider, like +10 to +20 milliseconds, but only for a few notes, not the whole bar. Step 4. Ghost snare timing. Late ghosts. Tight backbeat. Duplicate your snare to a second pad or put a ghost snare on a set-in track. Program 1 to 3 ghost hits per bar. Classic placements are 16th HS before or after the main snare. Keep velocities low, like 15 to 45, and vary slightly. Now timing. Nudge the ghosts late, plus 5 to plus 20 milliseconds, not the main snare. The main snare stays locked. And occasionally, nudge one ghost a tiny bit early, like minus 5 milliseconds, for tension. A really good advanced move here is call and response timing. Make two types of ghosts. Question ghosts, slightly early, minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds, and a touch louder. Answer ghosts, late, plus 10 to plus 18 milliseconds, softer. Put the question ghost leading into the snare, and the answer ghost after. Suddenly the groove sounds like it's speaking. If you want random but repeatable, put a groove on the ghost clip. Keep random around 5 to 10%, commit it, and then manually fix anything that starts flamming the backbeat. Step 5. Break layer. Human drift without turning into mush. Add an audio track with a break. Warp it, and please hear this. Complex and Complex Pro can blur transients, and then if you add timing randomness on top, you smear twice. For crisp drum and bass, try beats mode first. Preserve transients and set the envelope around 15 to 35, adjust by ear. Then slice the break to a new MIDI track. Slice by transient, slice to drum rack. Now you have break slices you can program like drums. Timing randomization on breaks needs gravity. Don't just randomize the whole break clip and hope. Instead, keep the main kick and snare from the break muted or very low. Use the break for ghosts, little movement, texture. Apply a subtle groove to the break MIDI clip, timing 10 to 20%, random 5 to 12%. Then do the gravity trick. Identify slices that land near your anchor kick and snare. Hard align those slices to the anchors. Only drift the in-between slices. The result is movement in the texture, authority in the main hits. And if you hear flams with the snare on 2 and 4, you've got two fixes. Either mute snare heavy break slices on those hits, or nudge those slices exactly onto the snare, 0 milliseconds offset. You're choosing who is in charge. Step 6. Intentional variability using velocity and sample switching, not just timing. Sometimes what you think is timing randomness is actually a velocity problem. If every hat hit is the same loudness, the ear starts focusing on tiny timing differences, and it can feel messy. But if velocity has natural variation, the exact same timing can suddenly feel human. In the drum rack hat chain, add the MIDI velocity effect before the instrument. Set random somewhere between 5 and 20. Keep it subtle. If you need, add a small drive boost. If you want more life, do a simple round robin approach. 2 to 4 hat samples in an instrument rack. Or even just alternate between two pads. The goal is micro-variation without losing discipline. Advanced coaching note. Real players don't randomize each hit independently. Their deviations are correlated, so treat all hat-like elements as one limb. Apply one groove or one timing feel to closed hat, shaker, ride together. Then do tiny manual offsets per element so they don't phase each other. Step 7. Make randomization feel tight with a micro-timing-friendly drum bus. On your drum group, add a chain like this. Drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8. Keep boom low or off, because DNB often uses a separate sub. And push transients somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20 so micro-timed hats stay crisp without needing to be louder. Then saturator. Soft clip-on. 1 to 4 dB of drive. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. And aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about crushing. It's about coherence. When timing variation makes peaks inconsistent. Then EQ 8 to tame harshness. If your random hats get spiky, it's often in the 7 to 12 kHz zone. Also, stereo caution. Timing variation plus super wide hats can smear the center. Consider utility on the hat group and reduce width to something like 60 to 90%. Keep your pulse readable. Save super wide stuff for effects and ear candy. Step 8. Automate tightness across the arrangement. Randomization shouldn't be static. In DNB, arrangement energy often comes from micro changes. Not just new patterns. Automate hat track delay. For example, intro maybe plus 5 milliseconds, drop plus 10 to plus 15. Then a locked moment where you snap back to plus 0 to plus 5 for impact. Or do phrase-based drift. Bars 1 through 4 hats at plus 7 milliseconds, bars 5 through 8 hats at plus 12. That reads as breathing. It feels intentional, like the loop is leaning harder as the phrase progresses. And here's a nasty little arrangement trick. Pocket ramps into the drop. In the 4 to 8 bars before the drop, gradually increase the pocket, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Then on the first bar of the drop, snap back to plus 6. That contrast sounds like locked in, even if the pattern didn't change. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't randomize the snare backbeat. It will make the whole track weak. Don't use too much random at this BPM. 10 to 20 milliseconds is huge. Watch for uncontrolled flams between layers. If you randomize one hat layer but not the other, you get facey doubles. Group layers and move them together, or keep one layer purely transient and on-grid. Be careful with complex pro-on breaks, then adding groove. That's smear on smear. And always a slash bead against tight quantize. If you don't compare, you'll slowly drift into slop and you won't notice until the next day. Two quick pro checks that save time. First, timing illusions from envelope shapes. A hat sample with a slow attack can sound late even when it's perfectly on grid. Before you move MIDI, try shortening the sample start, tighten decay or release. Sometimes you can reduce timing offsets just by sharpening the transient. Second, the mono tick test. Temporarily replace your hat sample with a short click. If the groove still feels good, your timing decisions are doing the work. If the groove collapses, the sample tail was masking timing problems. Alright, mini practice exercise. 15 to 20 minutes, no excuses. Program an 8-bar 2-step, kick and snare only, fully quantized. That's your anchor reference. Create 16th hats with an occasional open hat. Apply track delay plus 10 milliseconds. Add ghost snares, 2 to 4 ghosts every 2 bars. Nudge about half of them plus 10 milliseconds late, and one ghost minus 5 milliseconds early. Add a sliced break texture, beats warp, then apply groove with timing 15%, random 8%. Keep the break's main snare hits out of the way of your anchor snare. Now explore two versions. Version A, no timing randomization, everything quantized. Version B, your intentional micro-timing version. Loop them and answer two questions. Which one pulls you forward? And did the snare get weaker? This audio version is shortened for playback.